Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com with your headlines for the week of April 26. Ohio State football headlines, of course. You listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Keep that up. It's a good thing to do with your life. Read Cleveland.com/OSU. And if you haven't ever tried the texts, why not try them now? 14-day free trial. You send a text to 614-350-3315. You get signed up. You get insight. You get analysis. You get news as it happens about the football team you care about so much. And now your five headlines for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State football lost a commit from the class of 2022 this weekend. This is Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Desaan McCullough, the number 50 overall player in the class of 2020, according to the 247 Sports Composite Rankings, has flipped to Indiana. Why? Because his whole family's there. McCullough's father, Dylan McCullough, former running backs coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, was hired at Indiana in February as an associate head coach and running backs coach for the Hoosiers. Desaan now has two other brothers who are planning to play football at Indiana. And after being committed to Ohio State, after being a leader in trying to gather other players for Ohio State's 2022 class, McCullough on Sunday changed his mind, went with family, and now is the highest rated recruit, if he signs there, in the history of Indiana football in the modern recruiting age. Desaan McCullough, 6'5", 220, kind of a rare player, a linebacker who can really move, great size, interesting guy, great personality, was a big part of what Ohio State was planning to do in 2022, but now he has flipped to Indiana. Again, signing day in December, but his dad's there, his family's there. This is what he wants to do. You understand why it happened, but certainly Ohio State will miss his talent, and now they have to go out and try to find another linebacker. They have two others. Try to find at least a third linebacker again for this 2022 class, and maybe even a fourth. To keep posted, keep up to date on all that stuff, what's going on with Ohio State recruiting? Why don't you read Cleveland.com/OSU every day of the week? I'm Doug Lamorese. What does Ohio State's 2022 recruiting class look like now that Desaan McCullough has flipped to Indiana? Well, the Buckeyes still have 10 verbal commitments, including 4 four-star players, Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers, Florida cornerback Jaheim Singletary, Ohio linebacker C.J. Hicks, and Texas receiver Caleb Burton. So the Buckeyes still in pretty good shape, ranked number 3 in the 247 current composite recruiting rankings for 2020. The Buckeyes had been number 1 for a long time. They get these early commitments, lock them in, and they shoot up the recruiting rankings. And then, you know, other teams start to gather guys too. So right now, Georgia number 1, LSU number 2, they both have more commitments than the Buckeyes do with 10. So part of it is overall numbers. Ohio State right now still the highest average rating per player. So they're down to 10 players, a couple behind the Bulldogs and the Tigers. That's where the Buckeyes are now number 3. They will look to add a linebacker, Sean Murphy from Virginia. Maybe a guy to keep an eye on. The Buckeyes are interested in him. They still have Hicks and they still have Gabe Powers at linebacker in this 2022 class. For all your Ohio State recruiting needs, listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week and read Cleveland.com/OSU. Doug Lamorese here talking Ohio State football and the NFL draft. The Buckeyes trying to keep a string going. 5 straight years for Ohio State of having at least 5 players taken in the first 3 rounds of the draft. Ohio State in the 2016 draft 5 years ago set a record by having 10 players taken in the first 3 rounds. But every year since then, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, at least 5 players taken within the first 3 rounds of the draft. That's what the Buckeyes are shooting to try to keep rolling with the 2021 NFL draft that will kick off with the first round on Thursday. then Friday, then Saturday to finish up your draft coverage. And of course, Justin Fields, the quarterback, will be the first Buckeye off the board. To keep up with what's happening with the Buckeyes and the NFL draft, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU. In wrapping up spring football, Ohio State coaches confirming what a lot of us saw with our eyeballs in Saturday's spring game at Ohio Stadium. This is Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Defensive coordinator Kerry Combs confirming he's much happier with the secondary depth compared to a year ago. Quote, "We're much, much more comfortable," Combs said. "We have significantly more depth in the back end. Great experience for those kids this spring. A lot of young kids getting a lot of reps." Veteran corners Cam Brown and Seven Banks were both injured during spring football, so that opened opportunities for players like second-year cornerback Ryan Watts, who is, Combs said, the tallest cornerback he has ever coached, and he is a guy who made a move this spring. Combs very impressed with Ryan Watts. Keep your eye on him. He certainly could be in a starting rotation at an outside cornerback spot in the fall, but maybe the Buckeyes don't know exactly who's going to play or how they're going to do it, but they like the options on the table in the secondary compared to a year ago when the pass defense wasn't really up to Ohio State's typical standards. For more about the Buckeyes and what's going to happen with that defense, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU and try our texts at 614-350-3315. Ohio State's quarterback battle all spring did not yield a winner at this point in time. So what does Ryan Day want to see from his three young quarterbacks this summer? He wants them to be obsessed with learning the offense. That's how Day wrapped up spring football practice, talking about the biggest battle on the team. Jack Miller, CJ Stroud, Kyle McCord battling to replace Justin Fields as Ohio State's starting quarterback. "We've got some young guys and they've got work to do," Day said. "It's a race to make up for time that we don't have. That's just the truth. We'd love to be practicing all summer. We'd love to be practicing right now. We can't do that. So the only way to do that is to watch film and have these guys do work on their own." Players do take part in 7-on-7 workouts over the summer. The coaches can't be involved. The players can lift. They can have the strength staff advise them. They can't be coached by on the field by the Ohio State staff. So they'll get together on their own. They'll throw. And then again, preseason camp in August, that's when this battle between McCord, Stroud, and Miller will continue. Ryan Day hoping they come back in August, even without the hands-on coaching instruction, come back in August even more prepared than they are now. Seems like he's decently happy with what happened in April, but he's not going to declare a winner, and he's certainly not going to take his foot off the gas when it comes to wanting these quarterbacks to push themselves. McCord as a first-year player, Miller and Stroud as second-year players, for someone to seize that job and be Ohio State's starting quarterback in 2021. For information on that quarterback battle and everything else happening with the Buckeyes, make sure you are reading cleveland.com/OSU and listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. I'm Doug Lamorese.